Net Control, Patrick. Are you still on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hey, this is KM4BLQ, Gary. Just touching base at Marietta First again and looking for an Allen. His last name slipped my mind. Can you remind me again?
Harris.
Well, we just had him on the phone. He said he didn't know ham radio. So is there some other way I'm supposed to cue his memory?
Mac O'Toole.
All right, let me see if I can get a message for you from him. I'll stand by.
Bridge KX, KA5WLL.
KA5WLL, KO4HKX here.
The CVS pharmacy at the intersection of Edwards and Wade Hampton appears to be open. I'm not sure what kind of services they're offering, but they appear to be open. CVS, Edwards, and Wade Hampton.
That CVS at Edwards and Wade Hampton is open. Roger that.
Greens on Asheville Highway is open. KN4VWA.
Steve, which Walgreens is that?
Walgreens on Asheville Highway in Inman, South Carolina. They're open. Because I just got a text from them that says, come get your stuff. We're open.
Roger that. Thank you for that.
Patrick, looks like they got Baton Rouge, Louisiana, EMS, and emergency mobile command post here in the Wade Hampton Taylor's area. There's also another engine at Taylor's Fire, but I'm not sure where that one was from. It wasn't one of ours.
We've been getting reports that there's help coming in from all over. So hopefully they'll start bringing some supplies in here and people will start calming down and relaxing and getting what they need.
You know if there's any way to get donations up that way as far as water or anything? Bottled water, does someone want to send them up that way?
To do is bring them here at the location where I'm at right now. This is the volunteer disaster relief for the area. And you can get in here. You'd have to go up 25, come in 64.
All right, I appreciate it. I may have to get up with you a little bit and find an address or whatever when I'm not driving.
Roger that, not a problem.
KM4BLQ.
KM4BLQ. Go ahead, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, just talked to Alan. He said, got your message and appreciate the update. Glad you're well.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you going through that effort for me.
Yes, sir. Appreciate all you're doing up there as well. KM4BLQ, stand by.
4HKX, looking for reports on available ATMs, banks, gas stations, grocery stores, hardware stores, and generator availability, water, laundry, the basic needs.
From this morning, exit 78, which is the US 221 crossover I-85. The Raceway and the Quick Trip both are now servicing fuel customers, and it looks like all of the restaurants and other stores here at the exit are open for business. So it seems to be business as usual, exit 78, US 221 crossing I-85.
Roger that. 78, US 221, they're crossing 85, business as usual in that area. Good to know. KO4HKX. Are you copying most of this?
Determining if that is South Carolina side or not. But can you give me that again and I'll get it forwarded?
South Carolina side there. It just up there in Spartanburg.
You can repeat it though. Give me what you got and I'll see if I can piece it together.
Exit 78 on 85, which is US 221. It's got open in that area. The gas stations, the truck stops are business as usual.
Very good. I'll get that information passed along to the state. I appreciate that, Patrick. We're still listening.
Just making sure you didn't need a repeat.
metering anybody in. They have power and a pretty full parking lot, but it looks like it's pretty normal.
There was a double there, Eric, when you first started, so station that doubled, let Eric get through his, and then I'll come back to you.
Yeah, there's also an Ingalls at that exit, about a mile to the west of 85. Looks to be open normally, not metering people going in, not limiting anything. They have power, and it just looks like a normal day.
Ingalls right off the interstate is open and full operation. Good to know. Appreciate that, Eric. And station that doubled, go ahead, KO4HKX.
Patrick, just clearing from you, but I'll add the Ingalls business as usual in that area as well. And that's along US 21, I'm assuming.
US 221, 221.
US 221. Got it. Appreciate that information and keep it coming when you can. WW4JAT is clear.
Nick, control.
KO4HKX here.
Yeah, this is N4MMW, Jimmy, over here at Taylor's. The Harris Teeter right here on Old Spartanburg at Hudson Road has groceries and also have gas, and this thing across the street from it has some gas in this little area right here.
That was Harris Teeter on Hudson. Has gas and grocery, and the Sphinx in that area has gas also.
Yeah, it's at the intersection of Hudson Road and Old Spartanburg.
Hudson and Old Spartanburg. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. You stay safe out there, and watch out for that guy, Dave.
Look, I'm passing Ace Hardware. If you want an LP tanks filled, there's a line, so you have to wait in line. It's real long. N4MMW Mobile.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate that. KO4HKX here. KT4L, what, I couldn't get the last of it.
KO4 Oscar, Oscar. This is probably old news, but the CVS and Traveler's Rest is open right off of 25.
And Traveler's Rest is open right off 25.
Yeah, they're open for business regular hours.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
What's the name of that business in Traveler's Rest? I got everything else.
CVS.
This is KI4MRA.
For RMA, go ahead, KO4HKX here.
India 4 Mike Radio Alpha. There is gas at the Sphinx, the QT, and the 7-Eleven on Highway 101, right at 85.
Thank you, sir. Do appreciate that. Highway 101 at 85, Sphinx and QT, have fuel.
Thank you for doing what you're doing here, sir. KI4MRA will be standing by.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that information. W2JKT, KO4HKX.
Automart and Mayo, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. They do have gas, a bit of a line, but they do have fuel available in Mayo at the, called the Mayo Spot.
Where is that at?
In Mayo.
221 in Mayo. Roger that, sir. Thank you, sir.
What does not have fuel? Valero in Mayo does not have fuel, W2JKT.
Roger that. Valero does not have fuel, KO4HKX.
About way home.
Okay.
Sorry, I doubled with whoever that was.
Okay. N4ZLK. Good evening, Shane, KO4HKX.
I'd let you know, Costco is wide open with everything. QT there at Costco, Woodruff Road and Roper Mountain, they're open. Sphinx gas station, well, let me give you a minute.
Costco at Woodruff Road is open.
Everything, meats, produce, vegetables, freezer stuff, everything.
Fully operational.
Roger that.
There was your next one.
Right beside the Costco at Woodruff and Roper Mountain, or Verde Road, Verde Boulevard is also operational.
QT at Verde is, Roper Mountain is operational.
And then we've got Sphinx at Rutherford Street and Shaw Street. Rutherford Street and Shaw Street is open and pumping fuel.
Rutherford and Shaw Street is open and pumping fuel.
And Ingalls at Cherrydale is open. I didn't go inside, but it is open.
Ingalls at Cherrydale is open.
A few more here in a minute, but give me a few minutes. I'll call you back. 10-4-ZLK.
Roger that. Thank you, Shane. KO4HK. Stay safe out there.
WCL.
WCL, John, go ahead and enter the station at double with you. I'll recognize you in just a second.
Back to Atlanta. The looked like the BP station at 178 and South Carolina 11 in the Holly Springs community had gas and no line.
John, thank you for that, sir.
To him, Patrick, 73, K4WCL.
CL, you guys be careful on your way back down to Atlanta. Station at double with him. Come on in here, KO4HKX. Last calling station, you did not get in here. You were in and out of the repeater. No carrier.
So a good copy now, sir?
Yes, sir. Much better.
Had the QT at 85 and 290 at exit 60. They do have fuel. They're pumping, and it's just a little bit of line there.
60 on 85, correct?
QT.
Roger that. QT at exit 60. I can't say that today. On 85. Appreciate that. Can I get a call sign?
India 4, Mike Radio Alpha.
Name?
Here's Fred.
Thanks for bringing that information here. And I got Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha.
You copy?
Thank you, sir. You be safe out there, and thanks for bringing that info in here.
At exit 63.
Exit 63, I'm sorry. I just came from work, which is exit 60.
Okay, you drive that every other day, it seems like, so you'd know.
But okay.
But okay, go ahead. KO4HKX here.
11 at Old Buncombe and 276 is open but long lines.
Old Buncombe and 276 to 7-Eleven is open and long lines.
Publix and the Walmart. I'm trying to see the Walmart right now. They're open as well. Publix and Walmart at that same intersection.
To college, isn't it? Roger that. Appreciate that info, Shane.
And John, K4WCL, be careful. You and Lori have a good trip back. N4ZLK.
K4WCL.
Station, you're way down in the weeds. If you got some more power, you can move around a little bit. Try again, KO4HKX. HKX,
KQ4KFK.
Hey, Gavin, go ahead with your info.
You got it, Patrick. Mark, 09 Exxon gas station has all fuels except non-ethanol. KJ's alignment is, from what I'm being told, is cooking and serving steak for free. And that's about all I got for you right now.
Hey, Gavin, can you give me the names of those location places again? You're pretty broken up.
The AJ's, Kilo, Juliet, in the city of Lyman, is cooking and serving free steaks for the community, from what I'm being told. And then the AC Mart 09 Exxon gas station has fuel, everything except the non-ethanol. They also just got a delivery of gas jugs for people that need to carry extra gas, cold drinks, and other food stuff.
We got KJ's in Lyman is serving steak free, correct?
Being told, yeah.
And the Exxon in that area, is that what we you were saying?
Let me verify that. Patrick, that KC-9 is on the south rear.
You got something going on with your radio there. Can you try again?
I seem to be in a weird spot. The KC Mart is on South Buncombe Road in Greer.
Kilo Tango Mart?
Charlie Mart number 9. It's an Exxon gas station on South Buncombe.
Right, Exxon on South Buncombe. Okay, gotcha. Gabby, you be careful out there. KO4 HKX, standing by.